Hi everyone, and welcome to our special mini-series for Sukkot Tavshin Pei Aleph. We're focusing on the Ushpizin, the special guests who visit our Sukkah. The first 2 days of Sukkot, we are excited to welcome Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu. Both of these titans, these great avos, the forefathers of our people, have a specific connection to Sukkot and to our Sukkah personally. Avram Avinu represents the universal ideal. He was out there stumping for monotheism. Before anybody else believed in God, he was preaching Vayikra Shem. He went out there and he called in the name of God. He reached out to all the nations of the world. He was the Av Hamon Goyim. Perhaps that's why on Sukkot, we go out of our homes and we face the entire world. Bechag on Sukkot Nidonon al Hamayim, we are judged on water. And the Navi is going to describe, the Haftorah describes how all the nations of the world need water and they're all going to be judged and they're all ultimately come. They will all come to Yerushalayim to celebrate in the Sukkas David Hanofalis, in the Beis Hamikdash, that special presence of God. Everybody needs water. Water is a universal message. Sukkot is a universal holiday. We leave our homes and we engage with the outside world. At the same time, we make sure to have schach that protect us from the outside influences. Yes, it's important to bring in some of that outside world of that chachma bagoyim that can enhance our spirituality. On the other hand, we have to have tzilsa merubah mechamsa. We have to have more shade than sun to protect ourselves from the influences which are not in consonance with living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram is that ger v'toshav. Avram is that person who says to the B'nai Ches, to the Canaanites, he says to them, on the one hand, I'm part of you. I'm a toshav. On the other hand, I'm just a ger. Avram is that universal character who connects to the entire world, albeit with a measure of caution to make sure that that interaction doesn't diminish his personal spiritual stature, his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we come to our Sukkah on the first day of Sukkot, we connect it with Avram Avinu and realize that we're part of a greater world, but we approach it with caution, with zehirus. On the second day, we welcome Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu represents a certain unique holiness that is connected with Eretz Yisrael. We know that after Yitzchak went on the Akedah, he received this elevated status, a quasi Korban status, a sanctity which remains, which needs him to stay in the land of Israel. In Eretz Yisrael, he couldn't leave like Avram or Yaakov and go down to Mitzrayim. Many Sfarim say that the Sukkah has the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. It's the higher level Kedusha where the Ribbono Shel'olam's presence, Hashem's presence, is felt. There is even a connection between a Korban, like Yitzchak, that Korban Ola Tmima that's rooted in this higher level of sanctity, and the Sukkah of Chag HaSukkos Tasalacha, that there is Kishim Shechal Shem Shamayim Ala Chagiga, Kach Chal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah. Just like there is a high level of sanctity that goes on an offering, so too there's a higher level of sanctity that goes on our Sukkah. When we sit in that Sukkah, we feel that higher level of Kedusha, that greater consciousness and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like as if we were living in Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel, where that higher level of sanctity is palpable. That level of sanctity, that's the high level of Yitzchak Avinu. We tap into that on the second day of Sukkot. Thanks for joining, and I hope you will continue this podcast journey with me this Sukkot. Chag Sameach.